The 10-Minute Bible Journey. Bonus. A synchronized Christmas reading. What might it have been like to be able to see what was happening in Israel and Persia at the very same time on the night of Jesus' birth and during the days and months that followed? It may have been that as angels filled the nighttime sky near Bethlehem, announcing the arrival of the long-awaited Jewish Messiah, a new star captured the imaginations of a small group of wise men in a country hundreds of miles to the east. As amazed shepherds near Bethlehem rushed to find the baby in a manger, magi studying the nighttime sky in Persia rushed to reveal to their colleagues the discovery of what looked like a brand new star. Within hours, sunrise erased the fire-lit scene at the Savior's birthplace. The countryside near Bethlehem echoed with the joyous news from eyewitness shepherds about angels and a newborn king. Meanwhile, in Persia, wise magi clustered in discreet excitement of their own, anxious to understand the meaning behind the star that suddenly appeared from nowhere. It seems likely that townsfolk in Bethlehem came to Mary to see for themselves the newborn baby whose angelic announcement had transformed dirty, smelly, often profanity-spewing shepherds into God-praising worshipers. In a span of hours, the quiet couple who only yesterday were seen as deceitfully covering their immorality were now VIPs whose honor had been confirmed by messengers from God Himself. A guest room was probably made available at the home of a relative or a neighbor, and the manger, made famous by modern Christmas carols, may have been needed only for a night, then soon became simply a feeding trough once again. But even with all the excitement and happiness surrounding Mary's impossible reality, the essential duties of everyday life soon stole the astonished townsfolk away from their visits with the Virgin Mother and her carpenter husband. They marveled at the full account, beginning with the angel Gabriel's announcement to Mary, Joseph's dream, Mary's visit to her relative Elizabeth, and of course, the amazing events of the night Jesus was born. It is likely that the actual time of year of Christ's birth was late spring, not December. The villagers were busy in the surrounding fields and in cooking, sowing, shearing sheep, grinding grain, nurturing children, and more. Joseph found work to sustain his small family. They stayed in Bethlehem beyond the eighth day when Jesus was circumcised. By the day following the 40-day cleansing sacrifice required after the birth of a male child, the couple returned to small Bethlehem. One night, perhaps about a year later, it was at a house in Bethlehem that the Magi found and worshipped the young child they knew to be the King of the Jews. Their star had guided them the final hour or so from Jerusalem and stopped above the house of Jesus. We can only imagine the events that transpired in Persia beginning the night of the sudden occurrence of the star in the western sky. From their place, hundreds of miles away, likely in the region now known as Iraq and Iran, they studied the sky west of them, toward the Mediterranean Sea. Surely the learned men went almost immediately to the source of so much of their information, the scrolls and writings of Daniel and others stored in their vast library. And their plan to visit the future king, whose birth was announced by a star, was born.